Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for staying with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. The weekend chapter on a Saturday, and you know how we get to do it. This is the time that we get to sit down with one of our Adventist personalities who's doing something impactful in society. So tonight we've got a lady who's no different. She's doing some phenomenal stuff in the world of network marketing, and she's doing some great stuff, some empowering stuff. So we decided to sit it down and find out a whole lot more about her. So that is the lady, that is La Kweza, and she's on the line right now. So let me take this opportunity to welcome her. La, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Malvin.
All right. I'm honored to have you on the show. And I guess the first thing is a lot of people might not really know who the lady is. You know, maybe just a few other people who might not know who you are. If you can just tell us a bit about your background and who this lady who's being said to be doing some phenomenal work is.
Thank you for giving me the platform to introduce myself. Lovness Kweza is my name, and she's a successful Avon Premier Executive Leader, born and bred and schooled in Mwenezi, down there in Mashingo Province. I am a mother, a wife, and an Adventist Christian. I think for now that's all I have to say about me.
All right. Now that's nice. That's beautiful. So, of course, you are known mostly for your exploits in the world of network marketing. So, if you can just tell us maybe what inspired you to take up this business. Is this something that you've always been doing ever since, or you were doing something else and then you ventured into this particular business?
What inspired me is to earn extra income, to supplement income, because we're paying mortgage for our house. So, and I wasn't working then. I was just a housewife. So I wanted to help my husband also paying the bills and paying other things. So then hence I joined network marketing, and also the love for the product, for Avon products. That's what really attracted me to join network marketing. Not only that, also because I wanted to do something that can accommodate my children, so that I can work from home, having quality time with the family. And
All right. Now that's beautiful. Beautiful. That seems like a whole lot of sense of responsibility that I'm picking up there. You know, sometimes it's not everybody who thinks about, you know what, I need to really help out in the home, and at the same time, looking after the kids. So maybe for some of us who might not really know, what kind of strides have you made in this particular line of business so far?
Okay, I think first and foremost, I would say I have empowered over 20,000 women and a few men to start their own Avon businesses. I am also one of the top sales leader for Avon in Southern Africa. Number one, to be precise. From 2016, I was number one. And then I was also number one from 2019 up to date. I've also achieved quite a number of things. Just taking care of our families, our parents, going on holidays, buying cars, just taking our children to school, and many other things that you can think of, just living a comfortable life with the business. Yeah.
Wow. No, that's amazing. Amazing. You're talking of number one, not only for 1 year, but for a number of years. Imagine since 2019 till now. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the thing is, network marketing by nature is about approaching people, you know. So I'm thinking, with you now, is it something that you're born with, or you had to learn to approach people? Because honestly speaking, you can never excel if you don't know how to approach people in network marketing.
For me, I just love talking to people and just enjoy seeing them join and, you know, succeed in their own businesses. I love people. So for me, I think it's an inborn thing. It's a gift that God has given me to talk to people. But one can also learn to talk to people in network marketing, because even shy people can also join network marketing.
Okay, I think I would love to come learn how to talk to people, because honestly speaking, I tried this other network marketing thing here, and I kind of like failed dismally, because honestly speaking, it has to do with that, approaching people. So hopefully, if classes are on one of these days, trust me, I have to attend, because I failed personally, and hopefully some of my fellow shy people are listening, and they would want to take notes right there. So of course, is this something that you can genuinely ask, encourage someone to take up? Maybe some would just feel like, maybe she's just lucky, or, you know, it's like you said, it's an inborn thing. Maybe some of us are not meant for this. Is it something that you could encourage anybody to take up?
Definitely, because it allows people to earn an extra income and to achieve goals and dreams. So why not? Why not try? One can do network marketing as their full-time job, or they can do it as a part-time job, and you earn an extra income. Definitely. So I would encourage someone to take it up. Yeah.
No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful right there. So of course, you've spoken about, you know, having empowered a lot of women, over 20,000. That's the number that you've put in. And of course, I know you're someone who is also very, very passionate about empowering the girl child. So I'm thinking, what are you doing in that area specifically, maybe besides just network marketing and, things like that? The girl child, you are very, 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 very passionate about that.
I am very passionate about empowering a girl child in my individual capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have taken several steps to help the young women, and also I have mentored some of them to start up their own businesses, even to sponsor them. For some who don't have money, I have also sponsored them to start their own business, to see them being successful. I give them training, all the training that they need. I hold their hands so that they also go up the ladder in network marketing. I enjoy seeing other people being successful like me.
Wow, now that's very noble right there, because usually people once they reach the top, they just want to remain there on their own, and there you are trying to make sure that you also get all those other women, especially young ladies, to come to the top as well. So no space for boys anywhere near, you know, this whole empowering drive? I'm just curious.
Sorry.
Isn't like the boy child now? Aren't you leaving out the boy child in your empowering drive?
No. We have a few men in the business of network marketing. Of late, I see men joining as well. Say that through social media, or just when you are in the streets because we do face-to-face recruiting and also recruit via social media. So a few men are coming. A few good men are also joining.
But I must say, I don't know, why is it that by nature this business seems like it attracts, it's more of a women thingy, you know, men, I don't know, we seem to be left out in this. Why? It seems more feminine. I don't know.
I don't know why they don't want to sell products. I don't know, really. Or I would say it's not only men, even women, when we are recruiting in the streets, we find that some women, they just say, no, this is not for me. Do you get it? Mm. Not for me. One would be, would rather stay at home jobless than selling Avon. They feel like doing network marketing is just there. It's outdated or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on different strokes for different folks. But nonetheless, having, you know, empowered more than 20,000 people, it shows that, well, the numbers are, there are just a lot of people who are also accepting and taking part in this business. So coming back to you now, you know, as a woman of faith now, how often do you see the hand of God in your business? Of course, we might just want to know more about this. Is this just about you being gifted and just talented? Or maybe you actually do see God in your work?
To be honest, Malvin, I see God all the time in my Avon business. Without God, my business will be nothing. There won't be a business. So I pray for my business every single day in my morning worship, in my evening worship. I pray for my representatives, for them to find customers so that they can sell and also earn a living. I pray for my sales leaders, my downline sales leaders, so that they can also find recruits, quality recruits, people who order and pay for their orders so that they can also get their earnings at the end of the month. So I see God's hand all the way from the time I joined until now. Just me being on the top, it never crossed my mind. I never dreamt that I was going to be on number one sooner than, you know, the time I became number one. Yeah. Of course, I'm one person who is positive. I always think that if someone can do it, so can I. So that's me. So because I had big goals, I dream big. I dream so big, and I always hit my dreams. So because of that, I didn't realize my sales are really accumulating to the extent that I was, you know, number one in Southern Africa.
Wow. That's nice. That is nice. So, of course, I understand that this is like a business. And you know how it is with business. You know, things, you really get busy. You know, most of the time you've got things on your hands that you have to deal with and things like that. So now how do you also take time to get involved in church-related programs? Or maybe some would just be thinking like, with these business women, maybe all they do is just be passengers in church and then concentrate more on their businesses.
For me, it's God first. God first. I set aside time for things of God because they are my priority. So I make sure I strike a balance between my the church things, the family things, and the business things. It has to be a balance there. So I strike a balance. When I'm needed at church, I avail myself for God's business. I know. Very soon there is camp meeting. So that week I'll be camping as well. So that's how I plan my things. August is for camping, so I have to work now, so that when camp time comes, I avail myself. I go and camp and have a quality time with my God.
Wow, no, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, because sometimes you, you start thinking, okay, with such success, is she like a full-time maidoka, or maybe she's just one of those? But I'm glad to know that you are also taking part in God's field and doing all that you can. So as we go into a conclusion now, what would be your last words to all those who are listening to you? Some are also aspiring business people. They want to venture to different businesses and things like that. And some just want to be successful in life, you know. What could be your words to those people who could be listening to you right now?
My last words of encouragement, or my last advice to those who are listening, is always pray for your business. That's the first thing that you need to do. The other thing that I can say, I assume that I'm talking to Adventist Christians, or maybe even other Christians who are not Adventist, who believe in tithing. When you do your business or when you are working somewhere, always return the tithe and give offerings, no matter how much money you get. So this for me works because I sit down and tithe my money, and also have goals. You can't work with no goals. You need to know where you are going. When you want to achieve them, put targets. When do you want to achieve and how are you going to achieve, and plan. The other thing that one needs to do is to focus. Do not lose focus. I'll give an example for me. There's a lot of network marketing companies around. Some are doing 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's losing focus. If you divert your focus to something else, you end up not even getting earnings. In Shona, they say, there's a word they use, like ukamanyisa tsuro mbiri unogona kutadza kuzobata one.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, yes. So what I'm saying is focus with whatever. If it's even business, then focus, and then you can maximize your earnings. At the end of the day, if you lose focus, you won't earn both sides. So that's the other thing. And also to be consistent. Consistent, if it's in our business, network marketing, you have to be consistent in recruiting. Be consistent in training or mentoring. Be consistent in promoting other representatives to become leaders like you, and also to work with them. And also work hard. You have to put in the work for you to earn. You need to work hard. They never give up. We don't give up easily. Never give up. The last thing, my last words that I want to say is, if I can do it, so can you. And thank you so much, listeners, for your time, for taking your time to listen to this interview. Thank you so much.
Wow, many thanks so much to you. And that was the lady, Loveness Kweza. She's a giant in the world of network marketing, and she was here to tell us a bit about how she goes about it with her business, and also how she sees the hand of God in everything that she does. So hopefully that she continues to excel in her line of business and everything that she lays her hands on, which leads us to the end of the interview.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.